Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Nun Dal, the second parak Ishma Kaddish. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the details we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav says that Rabbi Meir always holds that Hekdish becomes chulin in a transaction, even where the parties were unaware of its status. Therefore, he disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Meir's position that Kedushin made mistakenly with Hekdish is invalid because one or both party would not have been willing to use it, and explains that the Mishnah is discussing Kedushin with Kasson's Kohunet Shel Bau, tunics of Kohanim which were not worn out and are fit for Avoda, over Nitna Lahanas Behen, since they were given for Kohanim to benefit from them, Lefishua Nitna Torah L'Malchei Asharis, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their Avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedushin includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become Chulin. Since they remain Hekdish, Kedushin made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Yudah disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after Avoda is permitted, all other benefit is prohibited and does render them chulin. Therefore, he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir said that Kedushin with Maaser Sheni is never valid because he holds Maaser Mamon Gavoa. Maaser Sheni is divine property and is not owned by the man. The Gemara says the halacha follows Rav Meir in this ruin because an anonymous Mishnah follows his opinion. Beis Shammai says that Kerem Ravai, a fourth-year vineyard, does not require paying an additional fifth when redeeming it, as Maaser Sheni does. And Beis Hillel says Kerem Ravai does require paying an extra fifth. Beis Shammai says that Kerem Ravai is subject to the halacha of Peret and Olelos, certain grapes which are left for the poor from personal vineyards. But Beis Hillel says Kul Agus all but goes to the winepress, because Beis Hillel's opinion is that Kerem Ravai, like Maaser Sheni, is divine property and exempt from Peret and Olelos. The Gemara explains that Beis Hillel derives from a Gezerah Shabbah of Kodesh Kodesh to equate Kerem Ravai with Maaser Sheni, and Beis Shammai does not. This proves Beis Hillel holds that Maaser Sheni itself is Mamon Gavoa, and therefore not subject to Peret and Olelos, and Beis Hillel's view is equal to an anonymous Mishnah. And point number three, after several attempts to show anonymous Mishnayas, following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is considered the grower's personal property, are deflected. A Mishnah is presented which does, Masha Chemenu Maaser Basela, if one drew the Maaser Sheni of his friend near to acquire it while it was worth a Sela, will he speak with Doso Ad She'amud B'Shtayim, but did not manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two? Nosin Sela Mistaka B'Sela, he pays his friend a Sela and profits a Sela because he acquired it at the time of Mashiach and the Maaser is his. The Gemara argues that if this Mishnah followed Rabbi Meir, he would have to pay its current value of two slime because the Torah says about all divine property, Manasseh Nekesev Kamlo, he shall give the money, and then it shall become his, but not through Mashiach. The Gemara concedes that this anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is personal property, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir because an anonymous Mishnah in Adios, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav says that Rabbi Meir always holds that Hekdish becomes chulin in a transaction, even where the parties were unaware of its status. Therefore, he disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Meir's position that Kedushin made mistakenly with Hekdish is invalid because one or both party would not have been willing to use it, and explains that the Mishnah is discussing Kedushin with Kasson's Kohunet Shel Bau, tunics of Kohanim which were not worn out and are fit for Avoda, since they were given for Kohanim to benefit from them, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedusha includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become chulin. Since they remain Hekdish, Kedusha made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Yehuda disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after avoda is permitted, all other benefit is prohibited and does render them chulin. Therefore, he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir said that Kedushin with Maaser Sheni is never valid because he holds Maaser Mamon Gavoa. Maaser Sheni is divine property and is not owned by the man. The Gemara says the halacha follows Rav Meir in this ruin because an anonymous Mishnah follows his opinion. Beis Shammai says that Kerem Ravai, a fourth-year vineyard, does not require paying an additional fifth when redeeming it, as Maaser Sheni does. And Beis Hillel says Kerem Ravai does require paying an extra fifth. Beis Shammai says that Kerem Ravai is subject to the halacha of Peret and Olelos, certain grapes which are left for the poor from personal vineyards. But Beis Hillel says Kul Agus all but goes to the winepress, because Beis Hillel's opinion is that Karam Ravai, like Maaseh Sheni, is divine property and exempt from Peret and Olelos. The Gemara explains that Beis Hillel derives from a Gezerah Shabbah of Kodesh Kodesh to equate Karam Ravai with Maaseh Sheni, and Beis Shammai does not. This proves Beis Hillel holds that Maaseh Sheni itself is Mamon Gavoah, and therefore not subject to Peret and Olelos, and Beis Hillel's view is equal to an anonymous Mishnah. And point number three, after several attempts to show anonymous Mishnayos following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaseh Sheni is considered the grower's personal property, are deflected. A Mishnah is presented which does. Masha Chemenu Maaseh B'Sela, if one drew the Maaseh Sheni of his friend near to acquire it while it was worth a Sela, will he speak with Doso Ad She'amad B'Shtayim, but did not manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two? Nosin Sela Mistaka B'Sela, he pays his friend a Sela and profits a Sela because he acquired it at the time of Mashiach and the Maaseh is his. The Gemara argues that if this Mishnah followed Rabbi Meir, he would have to pay its current value of two slime because the Torah says about all divine property, "Vanasan akasav kamlo, he shall give the money, and then it shall become his, but not through Mashiach." The Gemara concedes that this anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaseh Sheni is personal property, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir because an anonymous Mishnah in Adios, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard simmon is a noodle, and we often use a pasta chef in the simmon. So here goes. The pasta chef who thought he was being Makadish a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maaseh Sheni at the same lower price as when he did Mashiach with it. Once again, in slow motion. The pasta chef, that must be more in Daf. Nundalit, noodle. The pasta chef, who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Kedushin made inadvertently with Kasna kahuna, Kohanim's tunics, is valid. Rav explains that they were given to Kohanim to benefit from, Lefishua nitna Torah l'malchei asharis, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedushin includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become chun. Since they remain hektish, Kedushin made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Rav Yehuda disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after a vote is permitted, all their benefit is prohibited and does render them chulin. Therefore, he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. So the pasta chef who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, which reminds us that more brings Malchokas of Karam Ravai is Mamon Gavoah and thereby not subject to Peret and Olelos. So the pasta chef who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maaseh Sheni at the same lower price as when he did Mashiach with it, which reminds us, a Mishnah is presented supporting Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaseh Sheni is considered the grower's personal property. Masha Chemenu Maaseh B'Sela, one drew the Maaseh Sheni of his friend near to acquire it while it was worth a Sela, but didn't manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two. He pays his friend a Sela and profits a Sela because he acquired it at the time of Mashiach and the Maaseh is his. The Gemara concedes that this anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaseh Sheni is personal property, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir that it's Mamon Gavoah because an anonymous Mishnah in Adios, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. So once again, the pasta chef who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maaseh Sheni at the same lower price as when he did Mashiach with it. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Hazara. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man who wants to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight, non-stop flight? That must be more on Daf Nun. The man who wants to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man sold his possessions with the intention of moving to Eretz Israel, but did not mention this at the time of sale. He was ultimately prevented from going and wanted to retract the sales. Rava said, Habidvarim Shebalev, his thoughts are intentions in his heart. Vidvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. And unexpressed intentions in the heart are not considered binding intentions. The Gemara seeks a source for this principle. So the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he had already given them away as bridal gifts, which reminds us, the third mission the Dove teaches, that if someone was Mekadosh for less than a pruta and afterwards sent bridal gifts to the woman, she's still not married, Shemachmas Kedushin HaRishon Mishalach, because he sent them based on the original ineffective marriage and did not intend them as new Kedushin money. when someone sends bridal gifts before having attempted Kedushin, Rav Huna says, Hoshishin Lisivonos, we are concerned that the bridal gifts were intended as Kedushin. So, the man who wanted to retract the sale of his possessions because his non-stop Aliyah flight to Israel was canceled, was told by the buyer that he'd already given them away as bridal gifts before attempting Kedushin with two sisters at the same time, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mekadesh Ish Ubita, one is Mekadesh a woman and her daughter simultaneously, or Isha Valchosa Ka'achas, or a woman and her sister simultaneously, Inu Mekudashos, neither woman is married. This is based on Rabbi's principle, Koshe Inu Bezeh Achazeh, whatever cannot take effect one after the other. Afil Babas Achaz Eno, even when done simultaneously, it cannot take effect. Since marrying one woman makes subsequent Kedushin with a sister ineffective, so marrying both simultaneously does not affect any Kedushin. Daphnin Olive. So the simmer Daphnin Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat. That must be one Daphnin Olive. Gnaw. Beavers gnaw. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, which reminds us that one of the exceptions to the rule of kol she'enu b'zeh achazeh afilu b'bas achazeinu is miser, since one can declare half of each grain miser. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver-pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, which reminds us that we hold like a bai that kedushin she'in musurin labia, such as marrying one of two sisters, the kedushin is valid. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver-pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, that he accepted kedushin for one of his two daughters, intending his younger one, because he did not want to abandon the kedushin money, nor the mitzvah. Which reminds us, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter, not the adult daughter, since a person will not abandon something from which he will benefit, such as the kedushin money, nor a mitzvah, which is incumbent upon him. Daphnin Beis, so the simmer Daphnin Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more in Daphnin Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, which reminds us, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Kitcha Begezel in Mekudeshes. If one is Mekadesh, a woman with stolen goods, she's not married, Afil Begezel Dida, even with stolen goods, which are hers. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, witness the brewer tells him point that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadesh a woman, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident which a brewer was Mekadesh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, why didn't you give her from the stronger remnants instead? Rav ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it can be regarding Truma. Rav explains regarding the Kedushin that the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to Truma, which he's obligated to separate. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond-studded kippah, who had just come out of a class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadesh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table, since it doesn't technically even belong to him. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMekadosh B'chelko, one is Mekadosh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon. Whether it's Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, the Kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. In a Bryce, Rav Yehuda says that Kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rav Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such Kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains a Machlokas. Daphnin Gimel, so the Zimmer Daphnin Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must be one Daphnin Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, which reminds us a Brisa derives from a series of drushas that a Kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion in one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man she's unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made using my Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir taught that Kedushin made unknowing with Hektish is invalid, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda had said that Kedushin made mistaken with Maaseh Sheni is invalid, and Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Yaakov reported hearing Rav Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept Kedushin with the item, had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect Kedushin with it. However, Rav Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests that regarding my Sasheni, she's unwilling to accept Mishum Tircha de Orcha, because the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use Hektish for Kedushin, thereby causing Hektish to become Chuan through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain, because the opposite could be argued. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell men that she's unwilling to accept the Kedushin that was unknowingly made using my Sasheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at Kedushin made unknowingly using Hektish failed, with the money remaining Hektish, which reminds us, Rava asked Rav Chista, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedushin made unknowingly with Hektish is ineffective. Does the money become Chuan through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chista responded, Isha Amos Kadesha, since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, Maus Heoch Yetzu Chuan. How could the money become Chuan? All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one, if one is Mekadesh a woman with stolen goods, even with stolen goods, which are hers, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good number 2. Which of the when the Maaser Sheni can be redeemed at its original value when Mashiach was done? That's on Daf. Nun Dalet. Good number 3. Which of the when a brewer tells an employee that he should have been Mekadesh the woman with stronger remnants, it's not considered approval for the employee using the other remnants to be Mekadesh the woman? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good number 4. Which stuff that we learn that we hold like a bai that Kedushin She'en Masun Labia, such as marrying one of two sisters, is valid? That's on Daf. Nun Aleph. Good number 5. Which daf do we have makokas if a kedushin made inadvertently with a Kohen's tunic is valid? That's on Daf. Nun Daled. Good number 6. Which of the women that one would not want to accept Maaser Sheni money as kedushin money because of the tircha to take it up to Yerushalayim? That's on Daf. Nun Gemel. Good number 7. Which daf do we have a case where a jeweler added a gemstone of his own onto gold that a woman gave him? That's on Daf. Memchas. Good number 8. Which of the women the Kohanim are not allowed to exchange portions in their offerings? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good number 9. Which Daf do Machokas if Kerem Ravai is Mamon Gavoa regarding it being subject to Peret and Olelos? That's on Daf. Nun Dalet. Good number 10. Which Daf do you learn that when one is Mekadesh a woman with meat from his carbon, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.